We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Oh, good Monday morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio broadcast. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. And we want to thank you for your patience with us, as last week we broadcast some, for the most part, pre-recorded messages that we do every time of the year at Thanksgiving, simply so that we can get a little bit of a break and enjoy some time preparing for the holidays. The holidays is that week from Sunday before Thanksgiving until the next Sunday. That's a pretty active period around the church as we're getting it ready for Christmas and all of the activities that come along with that, getting recharged. And for us, we're just a few weeks away now. December the 10th will be our 25th anniversary service at Merritt Assembly of God as being the pastors. The church had been in existence for 40 years when we got there. It's now been in existence for 65. And so we're just trying to gear up and get everything. We still had some little repairs that needed to be done around the church from the hurricane back in September that we focused on taking care of other people's situations, and then we are taking care of those during this cooler period of the time for Merritt Assembly of God. So we want to thank you for your graciousness in allowing us to have a little bit of an interlude. Today we are going to resume our study on the fruit of the Spirit out of Galatians chapter 5. We are talking about this progressive relationship of the work of the Holy Spirit, that we walk in the Spirit. You could go back and listen to those earlier broadcasts from earlier in the year. This has been going on for quite some time. But now we are talking about this aspect of the fruit of the Spirit. And it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And I know that there are other translations that translate it either gentleness or goodness, depending upon their translation. So I want to talk to you. We finished our study on long-suffering, and today we want to turn our attention to kindness. And we're going to try and stick to this to where it's just a singular broadcast, but if it bleeds over a little bit, please understand that we'll get to the others as soon as we can. So I wanted to go to the original language to get the definition and look and see what the meaning of the words that is translated in the New King James Version here as kindness. And what this word means, the definition is this: usefulness, moral excellence in character or demeanor, goodness of heart. Okay, there are many people who think that just being a good person is what gets you to heaven, and I want you to know that there is none good but God, and it is impossible to be a genuinely good person as Jesus defines goodness without Jesus living in your heart. So this kindness we talked about on Friday's broadcast, Black Friday's broadcast, about getting rid of some of the unprofitable things in our life to make room for those things which are profitable, so that we would have greater value to the kingdom, to our community, to our employers, to our family. And so if you want to go back and look at that, those things are That's available on the on-demand feature at WMIEFM.com. By the way, I do want to say thank you to the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. If you've got some home repairs that you're looking to make before Christmas, you could give them a call. This is a lot of times for construction people, this is a slower time of the year. And so if you think that it's going to be too long of a delay, you may actually find that the availability to have that contracting crew come out is better now than it is any other time during the year. A lot of people don't want things messed up during the holidays. If you're looking for something, some block work or concrete work done, give them a call. They can be of great benefit to you. So let's get back to this. So here we are saying that, or the Apostle Paul is saying that if we will abide in the Spirit, that the Spirit of the living God will produce in us a moral excellence that will make us useful, because we are going to be good all the way to the heart. Never, never underappreciate if somebody says that you have a great heart for people. That is a tremendous, tremendous compliment that they are paying you. And I encourage you to accept that and say, God, thank you for making me useful. Thank you for changing my wicked heart, my deceitful heart, my evil heart, and making it a heart that is filled with the goodness of God. This word, kindness, comes from a root word that means to be employed or useful in manners or morals. It means employed, useful in manner or morals. So today I want to talk to you that if we are going to produce this fruit of the Spirit, God is wanting to put us to use for His kingdom. He has an assignment for you, a job that He created, a purpose that you were in mind for before the foundations of the world. It is the reason why you are alive to this day. You have purpose. And by the way, I want to say thank you to those who have contacted us on Facebook and things like that. A listener was paying attention when I was talking about a cold front comes to Florida, and that means you end up wearing socks with your sandals or socks with your flip flops. And they sent me a picture of a person wearing socks and flip flops, and I got a big chuckle out of that, and it made me realize there are people who are listening to this program who are paying attention, and we want the teaching that comes across this broadcast to be useful. I don't want to be here just filling up 30 minutes of airtime. The Word of God never misses its mark. And so we want that to be something that is useful. And if you are going to be employed by God, you need to be able, I'm just going to talk about the root word here of this word kindness. First of all, you need to allow God to reset your moral compass. Okay? The moral compass is broken by sin. One of the most laughable things in the world to me is when society, which has rejected the Word of God and all of its morals, and it all of a sudden, after having rejected that, it tries to redefine morality and gets enraged when their definition is violated. And to be honest with you folks, I'm not saying that the things that they're outraged against are necessarily bad things to be enraged against, because they're violating the morals of God. But these people are saying, okay, I want to violate up to the point where I am violating, but anything beyond where I'm violating, that's a problem. And that is not what this kindness that the Holy Spirit wants to produce in us is. It realigns us with the Word of God so that those things that God's Word calls sin is sin. And those things that it tells us to rid from our lives, we rid from our lives. Okay, so we do not function with a compromised moral compass. The Holy Spirit works in us to make us useful because our compass is working accurately. If you were trying to navigate a journey and your compass wasn't working, you would have a difficult time navigating. And you'd say, well, I need to call somebody. Well, if they don't know where you are, they can't give you directions on how to get out. So we need to allow God to create in us this accurate moral compass. And then manners. This is not going to necessarily sound like the most spiritual statement in the world, but we need God to work in us so that we know how to conduct ourselves in the presence of other people. Okay? And there are just certain things. Listen, there are things that people do now that you used to not be able to do. I mean, if you did those things 25 or 30 years ago, you would be mocked and made fun of. It just would not have gone well for you. And so holding a door open for somebody is just a good thing. It's just a way of expressing the love of God. So we have a few passages of scripture here that we want to look at today when it comes to having this fruit of kindness. And I will tell you, because we are now in the Christmas season, kindness is needed during the holidays more than any other time of the year, because people are trying to add so many other activities into their already compressed schedules that their patience with other people ends up wearing thin, and they begin to act uglier at the time of the year where they're supposed to be loving one another. It can get bad. Listen, depression is something that you don't think about during the holidays, but there are so many people who are depressed during the holidays because either A, they're all by themselves, B, they've lost a loved one, C, a relationship is coming to an end. There are so many things that impact people that during the holidays that you could minister to them just by being kind to them, just by showing a ability to be used by God to be a blessing to somebody in the community. So let's see if we can look at these four passages of scripture before we get to the end of the program today. And there's always so much more that you could learn about being kind than what we're going to be able to get to today. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 3 through 7 says this: "We give no offense in anything, that our ministry may not be blamed, but in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fastings, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love," and it goes on and on and on. And we just talked about this passage in our study on long-suffering and patience, both of which are ministered, first of all, in much patience and then by long-suffering. Both of those are mentioned here, as well as by kindness. So what is it that happens when we live our life by kindness? It says, first of all, in verse number 3, that when we are operating, when we are manifesting the fruit of kindness, that we give no offense in anything. We are operating by a lifestyle that is not intent on offending people, but that is a ministry. It is a service to God that benefits other people. Okay? If you're going to minister, minister with the fruit of kindness. Minister from a position of moral excellence. Minister from a mindset that this is going to be useful for God and useful for them, not just a feel-good moment for you. Okay? The other thing that it says, but in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God. One of the things that has happened over the past several years is people have begun to mimic delivery people or service people from utility contractors, and they show up at people's homes pretending to be someone that they're not. And so now those utility companies or delivery drivers, all of them wear a certain uniform. All of them carry a name tag that says, I work for this company. It is in your best interest that I am here for such a time as this. And so that's one of the things that kindness does for us. It is like a name badge to the community that we service that says, I'm here, and the lifestyle that I'm going to lead is going to identify me as a minister of the living God. And so please do not be that rude, arrogant person, and I'm refraining from using the word Christian here. Please do not be that rude, arrogant person that is just a pain to be around. And please don't be that person and identify yourself as a Christian. Be the person that operates and people say, you know what? That person is useful to me. Paul wrote a letter and said, hey, send John Mark because he is useful to me. Now, this is the same Paul that got into it with Barnabas earlier in their life because John Mark had demonstrated a level of unfaithfulness. Probably he demonstrated a level of immaturity. And the next time when Barnabas wanted to take him, Paul and Barnabas got into it, and Barnabas said, fine, I'll take John Mark, this unfinished project, and I'll work with him, and now you can go and let God use you. And so Paul took Silas on his missionary journey with him. But later in his life, he started describing people who were beneficial to him. And so be the kind person that is looking for the best interest of others around. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. It says, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ is a manifestation of the kindness that God has demonstrated to us. And so let's go back to the definition. These passages are the exact same Greek word that are used in Galatians 5:22. So was Christ useful? Yes. Is he the representation of moral excellence? Yes. Does he have a good heart? Yes. Is he operate from a position of morality and things that are pleasing to God? Yes. And so God says that in the ages to come, he is going to show the exceeding riches of his grace. And so everything that is talked about leading up to verse 6, God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses and sins. Okay, please understand that the kindness of God, the mercy of God, the love of God were all being shown to us while we were hostile to God. We were dead in our trespasses and sin. We were enemies of the cross, not embracers of the cross. And yet God, who saved us by his grace, has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You and I, in and of ourselves, do not deserve to have the seat that we have in heavenly places. But God has done that. And he has seated us there that in the ages to come, that it's going to be evident to everyone the kindness that God showed to us in Christ Jesus. And so when we're talking about not boasting, please understand, it is all because of Jesus that we're alive. It's all because of Jesus that if we have anything commendable about us at all, it's because of him, not because of who we are. Thank God for his kindness towards us. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 says this, "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do." So let's look at this. Because God has chosen us, elected us, he wants us to know that he makes us holy. He is going to present the church as the bride of Christ, holy and blameless and beloved. Many people right now, even in the body of Christ, you may be operating without an understanding of just how great the love of God is for you. He loves you. He just doesn't tolerate you. He loves you. And it says, because of who we are, the elect of God, the holy, the redeemed, the beloved, the forgiven, we need to attire ourselves. We need to put on the wardrobe of tender mercy, of kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. Those are things that we are supposed to do. It is not okay to live as a forgiven child of God and be unforgiving. It's not okay. It is not okay to be a child of God and operate from a position of immorality. And I'm doing that not just in the sexual context, but I'm saying that from the position of moral depravity. It's not okay. You need to put on your spiritual wardrobe. Don't go out to this world as the holy, elect children loved by God. Don't go parading your carnal nature. If I can put it this way, it's a little graphic, but don't go out uncovered. Don't go out naked into a world that is expecting to see children of God behaving like the God that they are the children of. And if we have received the kindness of God and the mercy of God and the love of God, we need to put on those characteristics, and we need to go out and say, God, I pray that you would work in my heart so that when I emerge into this community, when I emerge from the house of God, that my compass has been recalibrated to operate accurately with the Word of God. And for heaven's sake, please, if you've got something against another brother or sister in Christ, if something happened to you at church last week, last year, last month, last decade, last century, Forgive them. Please forgive them. Even as Christ forgave you. We got a couple of minutes. Let's look at this last verse here. Titus chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Remind them, this is Paul's admonition to Titus, who was the pastor of this community. Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior toward man, appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out upon us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Okay? Paul is writing to Titus and he says, you need to remind them that we were once foolish, operating without the wisdom of God, disobedient to the commands of God, deceived by the lies of the enemy, operating with our eyes covered. Instead of desiring the things of God, we were lusting after the pleasures and the hedonistic lifestyle that this world has to offer, living in malice with evil intent and envy, wanting things that do not belong to us, hateful and hating one another. But the kindness of God was shown to us. And it goes on and into verse number 7 and says, it is that kindness that has been shown to us that has caused us to become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. You know what that means? That means that God demonstrated kindness to me when I was a horrible person. And you and I, if we will allow God to produce in us this fruit of the Spirit, this kindness, this moral excellence and usefulness for the kingdom of God, that God is going to cause that kindness to be seen by people who are horrible people right now. And he's going to redeem them by the grace, by the saving grace that he has available for them. He's going to forgive them, and he too is going to cause them to become heirs of the kingdom of God. Kindness is not just for us. It makes us useful for the King. Let's operate with a good, sound moral compass in the days to come. God bless you. We'll see you next time right here on the Refresh Radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, tell my praise to you.